Mom, stop! This is like scarring me for life, Mom. Okay, can we just get this over and done? Oh, Yaka, don't want to know that. This is like weird, Mom. Oh my God, this is gross. Oh my God, Mom. Oh, Mom, stop!
My mom was a porn star.
I'm Honey, otherwise known as Miss Honey Analverka.
I'm Bob.
And this is...
My mother is a...
porn star.
That's a terrible name.
This is Bob, as she's just introduced herself. This is my other daughter. It's a family affair, this show. She's also a smartass. I have no idea where she gets that from. You've probably heard me and Mazza talking about my other daughter previously. And Mazza doesn't have the time this week to be able to do a whole episode as she's moving house. So her little sister has stepped into the role of being my co-host.
And people, you know that I'm better at it.
Bub is only 10 and she's given me strict instructions that while she's chatting with us, it has to stay PG. Bub is obviously not her actual name because as much as she would have been happy to use her actual name on the show, I don't feel she's old enough to consent to that. Is because of the unfortunate stigma in society still. I don't think she has the awareness of how far that stigma goes to be able to truly consent to using her actual name on the show, hence why she's going by Bub, which may be confusing for some of you because, you know, in, I don't know in other countries, but in Australia, Bub's also a term of endearment for your partner. And she's obviously not my partner. She's my child. So, but it's a cultural thing for us being Aboriginal. We refer to children, Bub, younger people, Bub. So, if you don't like it, stick it up the ass. It's our culture. So, this is Bub. And she's going to disappear and go and do her own thing and leave me to crap on later on in the show. And then she'll be back for a bit to talk to us about a topic very dear to her heart. We are actually going to get Mazza on the phone because we are still down in lockdown with the borders still closed. So I can't catch up with Mazza to do an episode. So we're going to ring her and Mazza's going to say good day, pop in for a little bit, and then I will crap on some more after Mazza. So, Bub, you want to ring your sister?
Hello.
Hey, Tiki.
Hello, Poo-Poo Pee-Pee Pant.
Aren't you a cheeky little one?
She's always so charming.
Oh, she is, isn't she?
So, Mazza.
Mazza.
How you been?
Yeah, I've been fine.
You've been fine? Very busy at moving house.
Yes, very tiring.
Yes. So I've dragged you onto the microphone today for a very special reason. I know that you're stuffed and you're not up to doing a whole episode, so you're just popping in. But there's a special reason why I wanted you to be here for this particular episode. You see, this is our episode number 7.
Getting all the way up number 7 now.
Yeah. Soon I will have to take my socks off and start counting them on my toes too. So episode number 7 is special because as far as statistics of podcasts go, episode 7 is where most of them die.
Oh.
Episode 7, and it just seems to be the magic number of I can't be fucked or whatever the universe is causes the end of their show.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really important that you be here for this episode. So if the world ends tomorrow and this is our last episode, you're still here with our people because they love you.
Aww, I love them.
Yeah, it's a bit cute you have fans, isn't it?
That is pretty cute.
Yeah. So as much as I am passionate about sex education and I will keep on keeping on the fight and you won't be able to shut me up no matter what. The way the world's going now, you know, it's all very crazy. It could end tomorrow. You never know.
seeing as the borders are still locked or closed or whatever the fuck.
No, me moving to Melbourne anymore now because of it.
Yeah, that sucked. Like, you know, there went my free babysitter.
Lovely, Mum. Lovely.
Yeah, like, I'll have to stay home with no life and still, you know? It's like...
You chose to have kids, not me.
You are, well... Each of yous were a pleasant surprise.
Well, Mum?
Yeah?
Maybe you should learn about birth control.
Well, yes. Funnily enough... We'd actually been trying...
Do I really want to know?
No. Funnily enough, we'd actually been trying for your sister leading up to me falling pregnant. And it hadn't happened in all those months that we'd been trying. And I'd sort of gone, well, you know what? It's not going to happen, and accepted it that you would be my one and only and I wouldn't have any more kids. And then just as I gave up trying and just when I realised... It was probably better off with just you in my life anyway, that another kid would complicate things. Sure enough, I fell pregnant. It's like, oh, shit. Oh, but oh, well. We love her.
Yes.
Because you couldn't be on the show for the whole episode tonight, I asked your sister if she would be willing to come on the show so there was still a child for it to still be... my mum is a porn star. And you know what she said to me?
What?
She said, yeah, okay, but it has to be PG. It must stay PG. Radio.
Have fun with that.
Yes. I think she might get sick of me talking about sex all the time.
I think you're going to make her cringe.
Yeah, probably. that's a good possibility. I actually found this really good children's book that explains sex and babies and all that sort of stuff and everything. You know how I've been looking for one for quite some time to get her? And I found this awesome one, and it like includes IVF and gay families and every combination of family you could think of and every combination of falling pregnant, like surrogacy and all the sorts of things. So I was so excited that I'd finally found a good book that was age appropriate for her. And like, I'm just like, I got you this book. I am so excited. Let's read it for bedtime stories. And she's seen what it's about and wouldn't have a bar of it. I'm like, and I keep going, keep sort of like, nudging the hint back, going, hey, we've got this book we haven't read yet. And she's like, no, Mum, no. And I'm like,
Just one time and read it to her.
Yeah. And so, like, in bed and go, right, you're having this one for bedtime story, whether you like it or not. Then I know that you know. Once I know that you know, I'll stop harping about it. But I need to know that you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's a funny one, but oh well. Oh, I do have news that's not actually news as such, but it's really awesome. It makes me feel good. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Rightio. So, have you heard of the CDC?
The what?
CDC in America.
It sounds familiar.
Yes.
Is it that show on The Walking Dead where they go into that place?
Yeah, that place.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, 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 in America. So you get the role of it and the importance of it and stuff with, you know, diseases and stuff.
Viruses and chemicals and all that stuff, yeah?
Yeah. So they're the people that do all the researchy and collect all the data-y stuff and everything and stuff like that. So in this whole COVID situation, they're the bit of the bee's knees as far as giving out information. No, actually, I wouldn't say they're the bee's knees because it's Dr. Fauci, how do I fucking pronounce his name? Fauci? Oh, I don't know. But anyway, that doctor guy, he's the bee's knees. He's the like, he's bigger than God as far as I trust his word, like, you know, about, but anyway, bee's knees, he's the whatever of knowledge and shit about it. And so they're a little bit less in my eyes, but technically they should be the top. Does that make sense? I'm rambling, aren't I? So anyway, CDC Radio, their latest, their recommendations, right? You know, with I've been giving, like I did my information video on having safer sex in the COVID crisis and all that sort of stuff, because nobody was putting out information about how to have safer sex in regards to COVID during like you know, this situation. It's like, fuck, I want to fuck, but I don't want to catch COVID. Ah, and nobody was putting out the information. So this week, finally, the CDC, you know, it's been how many fucking months, but finally they put out information about how to have safer sex with COVID. So wear a face covering or mask, as heavy breathing during sex creates more droplets. You know, avoid kissing and saliva exchange. Choose sexual positions that limit face-to-face contact. Use barriers like walls that allow for sexual contact but prevent close face-to-face contact. Using condoms, lubricant, and dental dams by minimizing the contact with saliva, semen, and feces during sex. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, see, this is the shit I've been saying for months.
Yeah.
So, it's...
Yeah, you're right. You always right, mother.
Oh, shucks.
Nice to have update.
Yeah. You do realise that's recorded now for the whole world to hear.
Yeah, no, that's why I said shut up.
So, that was really freaking awesome. Well, A, I think it's awesome that they're finally putting out some information for people around having sex in regards to COVID. Bit bloody late as far as I'm concerned, but at least they've been real enough to realise it is an issue. People need this information. But it was really nice that it validates all the research that I've done into the in my knowledge and what the advice I've been giving people. It's like, I'm doing a little weird squirmy thing of happiness here to go, yeah. And it was really funny, like, I imagine you haven't listened to last week's episode yet, have you?
No, I've been really busy.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't have with moving house and stuff. Is that me and Violet were actually discussing that glory holes would be a good idea with the COVID situation. And then CDC, what did they say? Glory holes. Yep. I'm going to pat myself on the shoulder now. And Dr. Forky, however the fuck you say his name, that I think he's bloody brilliant if he's COVID shit. Anyway, he's now saying that people should be wearing goggles to protect themselves from COVID as well, not just masks. And I'm just sitting there going, see, I've been saying this all along. The risk of infection, catching COVID through your eyes, you should be wearing fucking glasses.
So,
yeah.
You tell me that you're now going to walk around your town with that weird-ass mask on and a pair of fucking swimming goggles?
I was thinking I need to go and buy some swimming goggles, actually, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's that, or I could get the clear, like, security, safety glasses from Bunnings, you know.
They would be better.
They would, well, depends how you define better, because they would
more
look
stylish.
Well, yeah, but then they'd fog up. You know, when you're wearing your mask and, like, everybody that wears glasses.
Yeah. But.
Yeah.
Do you even want to survive corona if you have to wear swimming goggles around the town, like, and look that hideous? I might as well just die anyway.
Oh my god, I've broken out in pimples this week. I'm looking bloody hideous anyway, and I've got no eyebrows or eyelashes because the freaking beauticians are closed. It's like, your sister asked me to do a TikTok with her tonight, and I was like, hang on, I've got to draw my eyebrows first.
Lovely.
Yeah, and she's turned around to me, she's gone, and maybe you should put on a bra too, mum. I'm like, oh yeah, probably should. Yeah,
it might help.
Oh, she all wants to tell me she's got a loose tooth.
It's... I want to tell Sissy. It's about to come out. It's literally not hanging by the thingy anymore.
Twist it.
It's not working. But I'm scared, Sissy.
What about the wobble side to side? Move it side to side, back and
it's
forth.
It's one of the teeth I've already lost.
She thinks that it's... She's already lost that tooth. But you got so many teeth crammed in that little mouth, darling, you wouldn't know.
And you're still little anyways. It doesn't matter. Your teeth will fill out your mouth. And if not, you're still young for mum to be able to afford to fix them. Before you turn 18, just make mum fix them.
Yeah. And your grandfather had 3 sets of teeth. So you never know. You could be like him. Bloody oat.
Probably why she had a few extra ones.
Yeah, you never know. It's all weird, that genetic shit. So, Mazza.
Mother.
How's your sexy times been going?
Oh, my God.
You know what? I am extremely lacking in mine. Not only am, obviously, I'm in lockdown, so I can't, but your bloody sister has been sleeping in my bed every night, so I can't even get some alone time to have a fap.
Oh, my God, I don't want to know that for one. For two, tell her to have her own damn bed. She's old enough.
Yeah, I know, but she has nightmares. Oh, it's come out. She's pulled it out.
Oh, my God, it's coming out.
Yep.
It's all right. Just go get toilet paper and put it on your gums.
Yeah, don't bleed all over my rug. So, you heard it here first. She lost the tooth in real time.
Real tooth.
Well, no, but you feel a whole lot of other teeth in your mouth, don't you? People are hungry for us, darling. They want us. If I don't have the episode out on time.
I don't know if I can do a long one either then. Can you give me points or the subject or even points to go look up stuff about this and this and this, see if you like want to talk about anything about this. So I have more of a chance to talk because lately I'm not very bobby, so I'm not my usual self. So if I have something to talk on, I'm at least talking more.
Yeah.
Well, with our agreement and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But also I can't push myself to do too much.
Yeah, because you've been struggling with your mental health a bit lately, haven't you?
And I said once, we move and change our address technically everywhere. I want to find myself a new doctor. A domestic violence counsellor, I'm thinking, to help me get over all that stuff and do help get out of my toxic traits that I do. That I've been realising. And just hopefully even just talk about that. Maybe that's the main issue. If they think I need to talk to a different type of counsellor too, then I'll do that.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to focus on myself, get myself good and going how I want to get, and then I can focus on getting a job where I want to be in life.
Mm. No, that sounds like a good plan. Your sister would like to say something?
I tried making it all white for the tooth fairy.
She
had to make it yellow.
She's done quite a good job at scrubbing this tooth clean.
Oh, lovely.
So, Mazza, is there anything you would like to say to everybody before you sign off?
Not really.
Have a good night. Okay, look after yourself, darling.
You too. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Sorry that we're a bit all over the shop this week. I know some of you have been really missing Maz and love to hear from Maz, so I really wanted to include her. She's moving house and they moved house suddenly, so it's all been rather rah, full on. Also, she mentioned she has been struggling with her mental health lately, so it's been a bit of a challenge for her to be able to do an episode lately, and of course lockdown hasn't helped, and it feels a bit weird doing a podcast. My mum is a porn star without, you know, one of my kids. It seems a bit, and this is mine and Maz's baby, so I really wanted to find a way to bring her in to this week's episode on what level she could work with, and it was nice to be able to bring Bub in and have her part of it as well. She has to deal with my crazy antics every day, especially now while we're in lockdown, and me always crapping on about sex or work or whatever, and also at that age, starting to get to that age now when kids start getting embarrassed about talking about the sex and stuff. But I got a laugh. My friend Charlie Ford, she's another TikToker and a sex worker and porn performer as well. And she actually wanted to interview Bub on her TikTok account about how she feels about having a mum as a sex worker. And Bub got really shy and wouldn't get on camera to discuss it. So in the end, Charlie sort of like asked her, like, and Bub's off camera sort of thing. So she was talking to her, but you couldn't see her. And she's just gone, how do you feel about your mum being a sex worker? And Bub's just turned around and gone, I really don't care. And that's the thing. If society didn't make such a stigma about it, our kids wouldn't. You know what I mean? Because I'm honest with my kids. I don't hide things from them. Me and Bub have talked about the stigma around it and how if her friends find out and then their parents find out, and how that can make life difficult, have repercussions for her, even though she's totally innocent. Not that it's doing anything wrong. Innocence of the wrong choice of word. You know, the other parents, especially like for most of her primary school year, her best friend's parents are very, very Christian. So I could just imagine her not being allowed to come over to their place to play or have them over to our house anymore if her friend's parents were to find out about my work. It's really sad that society has that stigma and would take that stigma out on the children. Bub and I have had talks about it. Like I said, Bub has no problem with my work. She knows that a lot of my friends that, you know, because obviously she knows my friends and she knows a lot of them are sex workers and porn performers and all different types of sex workers and stuff. And I think not only do I not believe it has been detrimental to her in any way, shape or form, that I think it's a good thing for her. I think I can only see good coming from her being surrounded by strong, powerful women that are businesswomen, that are intelligent, run their own small businesses, are sex positive and willing to fight against stigma, willing to do what they believe in and believe to be right, despite what the patriarchy, patriarchy is the term. Like, I don't like to use big words, but unfortunately the patriarchy is a thing, and the more I research and into different topics thinking they have nothing to do with the patriarchy, then I find out, oh, they really do. And I never ever thought I'd be one of those people to be going, oh my god, patriarchy. I used to hear people to be saying that, I'd be like, oh my god damn, you got some issues, you need to calm the fuck down, okay, there's no big conspiracy. And now I'm like, oh my god, it really is freaking in everything and affecting everything in ways that we just have totally no concept of how it's just permeating. It's like racism. The average person doesn't understand how the system literally is geared to raise up the white man and keep down people of color. And even as a fair-skinned person of color and seeing, you know, I can pass for white. I have so much privilege that I can pass for white, and I haven't copped anywhere near the amount of racism that darker skinned people of my community face and experience every day of their lives. I've seen it growing up. I've seen and heard the most horrendous things in attitudes and stuff like that, and even in my home growing up. But I never understood. I knew there was racists, but I didn't get how the system itself is racist. I got that cops were assholes and brutal and blah, 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 blah. But I thought it was a group of people making bad choices, not the system itself making bad choices. And the more I've educated myself and learnt and looked into different topics and stuff like that, I've gone, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You know, it really is. So, yeah. Stigma sucks. My kids are awesome. I don't mean that in a way to blow fucking stink up their ass. I don't know. I'm raising my children to hopefully work towards change in the world. You know, hopefully eventually we can end the stigma, because it's horrendous. It really, really is. Like, what the fuck is with that they've got a male pill, but no, they haven't made that accessible to, you know, and haven't gone ahead and got and mass produced that or whatever and done all the shit that you do and everything. Oh, because it has some mild side effects. Like, fuck off. What do women go through when they take their pill? Oh yeah, fucking get them right into that. Fucking throw them down their gullet so guys can fuck away as they please and everything. They get worse side effects than what men do from the male pill. But oh, poor did him. Like, what the fuck? But anyway, so this week we have Bub on the show for a little bit. We have Mazza on the show for a little bit. And then you've got me, just me, to crap on for a longer bit. I'm going to talk about, I've had quite a few people messaging me and asking, because obviously we've talked about kink a bit on the show. And I've had a lot of people asking, like, how do I find somebody to do kinky stuff with? How do I find a play partner or a dom or a sub or a whatever? And we've talked a bit previously about FetLife, how FetLife is an awesome resource. And I've realized I haven't explained how FetLife works or the unwritten rules of FetLife. Because you could get on there and make a real dick of yourself without realizing it if nobody bothers to tell you. Because FetLife isn't a dating site. It was never meant to be a dating site. It's not supposed to be a dating site now. The locals, the regulars, the scene there, I don't know what the fucking call it. The community there gets really fucking pissed off if you use it like a dating site, because that's not what it is. It is a community. Okay, so if you are looking to find a play partner or somebody to explore kink with, okay, and you fucking don't bother with the friggin' vanilla dating sites, really don't, because they're just full of fuckboys and assholes that have no fucking clue about what they're doing. They're friggin' dangerous. They don't understand consent. And they basically just think kinks or use kink as an excuse to be an asshole and abusive. Even if that's not what they realize their actions are, because they're not educated in kink and consent, because the general population is not truly educated in consent, they just don't fucking realize what they're fucking doing is just not on. Yeah, don't bother trying to find a fucking play partner there. Or if you do find a play partner on a vanilla dating site sort of thing, do your fucking education first, okay? You learn what consent is. You learn what is right first. And you insist that your encounter with this most likely uneducated person is done right. If need be, you educate them, you know, on what consent truly looks like. Looks like consensual, what consensual kink looks like compared to what abuse in the bedroom looks like, because they're very different. There's that. But if you are wanting to meet kinksters that they're lifestyle kinksters or whatever in the scene and you're on FetLife, don't just go being like slipping into somebody's DMs going, oh, can you teach me that about kink? Can you do this to me? Or can I do this to you? Or freaking, I want somebody to explore kink with. Are you keen? No, you're going to get the fucking, if you get replies at all, you're probably going to get told where to fucking go. If you get somebody really nice, they're going to go, no, we are not going to spoon feed you. Do your fucking research and probably leave it about that. Meanwhile, you're sort of sitting there going, oh, fuck. Well, how the fuck do I meet somebody to do this shit with then? Like it only occurred to me the other week when I was talking to a listener that was asking this question that I keep getting, and they've gone, oh no, but I've been on FetLife and it didn't work. And I'm going, well, yeah, did you just slide into DMs and ask people to play? And they're like, well, yeah, I asked people to teach me. And I'm like, whoa, that's where you went wrong. That's why it didn't work. No. So what you need to do is not only do your research on FetLife, use it as all their friggin', they got lots of writings, lots of groups and stuff like that on different areas of kink you want to learn about, for you to learn it as a learning research. And then they'll quite often link you to educational resources that go to in more things in depth. So do your research first. Okay, that is really important. So do your research first. Then participate in the conversations happening in the groups. Become part of the community, because that's what it is. It's a community of like-minded people, not a pickup joint. So become part of the community. And then when you've done your dues and shown that you're not a fuckboy just in here just sweeping on through to find some kinky fun with no friggin' real respect as to how kink should be done safely and approached safely, then once you're part of the community, then you can approach somebody and go blah 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 blah. You know, once you've built up, you know, that sort of showing yourself to be an actual kinkster that's there for the long haul, that honestly wants to learn. And rather than sliding into DMs, may post in the group conversations going, I haven't got much experience. I'm wanting to learn. But at the same time, when people start replying to your message going, I really want to learn, is there somebody interested in helping me explore? Keep in mind that there's fucking predators on that site and that you'll be like, oh, fresh meat. I'm having some of that. And will do their best to try and take advantage of you and get into your pants per se or into your whatever type of play it is. And take advantage of your lack of knowledge to get away with behavior that's not okay. So this is where, once again, your research is important, that you can start in your conversations to pre-negotiating a scene with somebody that you've met online, be replying to this, that you can start seeing the red flags to go, oh, hang on, this sounds a bit fucking suspect. I don't think this person has replied to my request out of a legit reply, you know, out of a, fuck, what's the words I'm looking for? Out of an honest, respectful wish to help you, that their need, that they're probably replied just because they're a filthy fucking predator that wants to take advantage of me or whatever. And there's situations like, I remember when I first started on FetLife, and I love kink photography. It's beautiful. And there's this guy, and he was in a group I was in, and you know the whole group would chat every day sort of thing. And he goes, oh yeah, I'm a photographer. I do kink photography and blah, 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 blah. I'm going, ah, okay, cool. I'd love to shoot you sometime if you were ever interested. And another friend had recommended me to him, you know, going, oh, yeah, you know, he's big into anal fisting and everything, you know, he'll do whatever, blah, 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 blah. I've played with him. He's all right. And I'm going, oh, okay then. So because this is the thing. This is another thing. If you become part of the community, then you can ask people, oh, you know, is such and such all right? And ask for references from people. We tend to try and warn each other if there's a predator, if there's a potential history of dangerous play from that person and things like that. And at the same time, we also try to steer people towards people that are safe players. So, yeah, so I've like gone, oh, rodeo, I have no interest in play. Sitting there going, but if you would like to do a photo shoot sometime, then sure, I'm interested. And here we are, we're in the friggin' Botanical Gardens in Melbourne, supposed to be doing this photo shoot. Not only does it turn up with a fucking pissy little fucking nothing camera, which straight away makes you go, how much of a photographer you fucking think you are? But I was just a baby on the scene then. I still didn't know much. I definitely hadn't worked with photographers before. So I was just like, okay, this seems fucking weird to me, but okay. And I just sort of like went along with it and everything. And then it was a rope bondage shoot. And so I only let him tie up my hands, and in a way that I could get away easily still with my hands tied as such, because I got a really bad vibe from him. And sure enough, you could see him getting off on taking the photos, just like practically jizzing his pants while taking the photos. And I was just like, oh no, this is fucking weird. So I sort of like went, oh no, let's go have a coffee instead. You know, I sort of changed the situation, got out of that situation. And the photos were fucking shit. So not only had I put up with this sleazy old fucking guy practically jizzing in his pants taking the friggin' photos, and not to mention driving, because fucking I'm friggin' long way out Melbourne. When I say I live in Melbourne, fucking I'm right fucking out. So I've driven all this fucking way for this fuck chop to waste my time fucking jizzing his pants over me, and friggin' I not even get a single usable photo out of it. It's like, fuck off. So anyway, this is actually harder to try and make this interesting by myself than I would have thought. So yeah, so don't use FetLife like a dating site. Don't go there with that attitude. It's a community. You get fuckboys on there. You get friggin' vanilla fuckboys on there that friggin' just want to go and have, like one of my experiences, when I was still fairly inexperienced, but I had, at that stage, I was working up towards anal fisting. So I met with this guy, and that was supposed to, you know, I thought I'd talk things out well enough online, thinking he got a hotel and shit like that for us. And then he just friggin' jammed the friggin' hand in my ass. Friggin' no warm-up, lube, whatever. As you can imagine, I screamed. Friggin' there was blood. It was all around bad. The room didn't have its own private bathroom, so then I had to go and friggin' waddle and do a little wincy sort of walk down to the shed showers and try and clean up and everything, going, what the fuck? Who's this fuck asshole? Who the fuck does that? And I got back to the room, of course he'd bailed, and just left the keys there. And it's just like, what a piece of shit. And that was the end of my naivety that FetLife was only full of kinksters, that I didn't realize that there was just like fucking fuckboys. It's full of fuckboys, vanilla fuckboys that are on there using kink as an excuse to be assholes. There was another one I turned up to play with, and once again, I'd friggin' thought I had discussed things well enough and done a pre-negotiation on scene online. And then I get there, see you going down on him, and he's just turned around and goes, oh, by the way, I don't return the favour. And I'm like, I've stopped and gone, excuse me? And he's like, yeah, no, don't go down on women. Just thought I'd better let you know now and warn you. And I was just like, you fucking asshole. And I just got up there and fucking walked out and left him. But yeah, it's just friggin', it's full of fuckboys. So be aware of that. And this is why so many people have got a real chip on their shoulders about people sliding into your DMs. Otherwise, I'd say, like last week when I was talking with Violet about going, you know, to events in the scene and everything, which obviously can't do with COVID. We can't really do anything much in COVID. But it's a good time to, I suppose, at least spend a lot of time online, becoming part of the online community, and then having in-depth discussions about pre-negotiation. Really fucking watch for red flags in the way they talk and their attitudes to sex and kink and power play and all those sorts of things. Because, oh, fuck, I wish I could explain them. I wish I could think of them in my head to rattle off to you to be able to go, oh, look, if somebody says this, it's a fucking red flag. If somebody says that, it's a red flag. Okay, so there are some red flags. If somebody says, I have no limits, fucking bullshit. Everybody has limits. What, fucking, so I can cut your nuts off then, can I? Can I friggin' cut your cock off and throw it down your friggin' throat and then fucking skull fuck you with a strap on with your own cock down your throat? No, I can't do that? Well, fuck, you got a limit then, don't ya? Fucking everybody has limits, and when somebody says that they don't have limits, that's an instant red flag, because obviously they don't know their shit about kink whatsoever. They're not a safe player. Another one is, I just want to do whatever you want to do. Fuck off, you do? Yeah, so, oh, cool. Great. I'd love to just go and friggin' sit over in this comfy chair and sit down and watch TV and everything. I can't be fucking bothered dealing with you and your fucking wants at all. Is that what you would like to do? Would you like to just sit at my feet while I watch my TV? Because most fucking subs that slide into your DMs, no, that's not what they want. Oh, peg me, mistress. Do this, mistress. Peg me, mistress. Oh, so really it's all about what you want, can't I? Not about serving me at all. And don't get me wrong, as far as I'm concerned, a dynamic should be mutually beneficial. You should both be getting your needs either fulfilled or at least enjoying your role that you're playing with that person. But it's fucking, it's not all about gimme, 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 gimme. Unless you're the type of sub that honestly loves a dom that's a fucking treats you like shit and as fucking just wants and takes with and fucking treats you like shit back. Unless you're a sub that likes that, enjoys that, and you've pre-negotiated that, it's fucking not on. It's really not. So even if you have pre-negotiated that and agreed with that because you're thinking, oh, I'll just do what she wants, if you're not enjoying it, then is it really ethical for that dom to go into that arrangement and that type of play knowing that you're just doing it to try and make them happy and not because that's honestly the type of submissive that you are? And so this is another thing too. You can play lip service to the ethics of kink and not follow them in your heart. And this is the thing too with doms, you know, doms being worshipped and adored and served and blah, blah, blah. It freaking, of course, it attracts the narcissists that are going to take and not honestly and not form a mutually beneficial dynamic or scene or play or whatever the fuck you're doing. Yeah, you got to just fucking watch your red flags, hey. Even if you pose things and question things in different ways to try and see if their responses match up all the different times that you've asked about something but asked it in a different way. But fucking don't be fucking annoying about it. Friggin' don't be like, fucking, we've already discussed this. You know, I don't like to repeat myself because that's fucking doms. We don't like to repeat ourselves. We really fucking don't. So if a sub's asking the same questions three different times, different ways, we're like, fucking, what? But then at the same time, if you haven't actually gotten to the point where you've agreed that you're in a dynamic, if you're still in pre-negotiation time, then you should still be respectful. It shouldn't be a power play yet. You know what I mean? You should be on even footing to be able to discuss your needs and wants and limits and all those sorts of things safely with no pressure whatsoever to do anything that you don't, or to agree to do anything you don't want to do. Hopefully that's helpful. So how you been enjoying the Mum Unleashed episodes the last couple of weeks? Just a bit of explanation about, I don't know if you've noticed with the numbering, how we went from like the last episode that Mazza was here for was episode 6, and then the following week was Mum Unleashed 6.1. And then the week after that, Mum Unleashed 6.2. So what I've done ordering it or numbering it that way is this is mine and Mazza's baby. It's very much a joint project. And it's not an episode without Mazza, if you know what I mean. It's not my mum as a porn star without the daughter. Then it's just like, I'm a porn star. So numbering it that way is sort of my way to respect Mazza and her contribution as, you know, an equal co-hosty sort of thing, and that it's a joint project. And at the same time, also, I give you some sort of differentiating, be going, oh, if you only really love the episodes where Mazza are here, you can sort of go, ooh, it's a point something, it's a Mum Unleashed, I can just fucking skip over that shit and get to an episode where Mazza is. So with life being a bit crazy with COVID and the border between mine and Mazza's states closed, and with Mazza's living situation and everything, and her phone's a fucking piece of shit, and I don't know what it is with Mazza. Friggin' she'll get a brand new decent quality phone and friggin' a month later it's fucking glitching and carrying on. You know, between lack of reliable internet, lack of a reliable phone, a closed border, whatever. At the moment, it's a bit tricky to get Mazza for a full episode, not to mention her mental health. She has been struggling a lot lately. I'm really, really glad and proud of her that she's made a decision, a plan to how she's going to try and work on her mental health, because fuck, she's been low the last couple of weeks, and it's been a bit of a worry. And I not only respect, you know, when she says I'm not up to it, Mum, this week, as a mother I also don't want to try and then go, oh no, she'll be right, just go on, jump on the phone, she'll be all good. No, as a mother I'm very much right, cool, if I hear you, if you say you're not up to it this week, that your mental health, you're just fucking feeling overloaded and it's just not another thing that you just don't have the mental spoons to cope with this week, then of course I'm going to fucking respect that. I'm going to make sure her health is the priority and that I'm not adding more stress on her when she's just trying to freaking get through life another day and not freaking pack it all in, if you know what I mean. So I ask you to bear with us while we're a bit all over the shop at the moment. But there could very well be more Mum Unleashed episodes in the upcoming whatever, because I want to still keep giving you content, because I get, you know, it's really cute. I get these messages if I dare be a day late or whatever with the podcast releasing it, and like I'll get messages, oh, you know, is there going to be an episode this week? And I'm like, oh, yes, yes, yes. And it really touches me to get those messages. Yeah, it's really touching how much people care and how much people support us and what we're trying to do here in getting real education out to people. And maybe you just fucking like hearing us crap on because my voice is sexy or something, you know, whatever. Whatever your reason is for being a listener, for giving that hour of your time each week to us, I fucking love you for it. It warms the cockles of my heart. And I know it means a lot to Mazza too. When we started this podcast, Mazza was all like, why the fuck, Mum? What the fuck? Why? And why would people even care? Why would people want to listen? Why does it matter to you? Why do you think it's going to be such a good thing? And it's been all the feedback from you that has made Mazza realize that she can make a difference by working on this project, that people do care about her voice, her opinions, her whatever, even if it's her freaking giving me shit, that people really do enjoy listening to her. Whenever anybody sends me a message going, oh, I love Mazza, or oh, I love how Mazza said this, I always pass it on to her because, you know, that shit really does light her up. She gets all a little twinkle in her eye. It's a bit cute. So thank you to everybody that has sent messages like that because it definitely helps her. It's your voice that has helped her value her voice. And as a mum, thank you, everybody, for giving that gift to my daughter. I'm a bit of a softie. You wouldn't have thought it. So yeah, please bear with us while things are a little bit crazy in the world at the moment. And I will keep producing content so you have something to listen to each week. How well put together it is, I don't know, but you'll have something. So this week's podcast is that I'm recommending called The Oldest Profession. And shockingly, with a name like that, it's about the history of sex work. And it's pretty fucking good, eh? Each episode, they cover the sort of life or influence or the whatever of a different sex worker from history, or whenever. The one week they even cover a goddess. Meh. So, you know, the patron goddess of sex workers. But it's really fucking interesting. Hey, even myself and other workers and everything that I've spoken to since listening to this podcast, shit that it's in it that I didn't know, that they didn't know. And I'm like, ooh. The history of how sex workers have influenced history generally in positive ways, but then also how throughout history, the stigma against sex workers has influenced society and laws and shit. Fuck, man. People are fucking assholes, eh? But it's really fucking interesting. Check it out if you'd like to educate yourself on fucking awesome, strong ass women that happen to be sex workers throughout history.
Okay, so in this household, it's called Dick Flop. If you don't know what we're talking about, TikTok.
Like I said, it's just such a charmer. Can I explain a bit? Obviously, with promoting a podcast, we have to do the social media thing. Previously, we've been on Twitter, we've been on Insta, we're technically on Facebook. I don't really do much on it. I hate Facebook with the passion. But we have, in the last month, made the foray into the land of TikTok because Maz is passionate about getting sexual education out to young people. And so that's where the young people are. So I was like, oh, okay, rightio, I'll cave in and I will join the Dick Flop after me bagging out both my girls for having TikTok for all this time. We now have a TikTok. We're at Miss Honey Mummy. That's mummy as in MUMMY, the Aussie version, not the American spelling. And Bub, of course, has taken it on to self to be the TikTok expert of our show's TikTok account. Only problem is TikTok really doesn't like people having a sex education. And so they keep taking down my educational videos. So it's sort of turned into just fun ones, hasn't it, Bub? Yeah, I will probably do another account in the near future to try and do educational on that. And if that gets closed down, well, but anyway. So, Bub.
We officially have 171. followers?
So basically we have fuck all followers as far as TikTok numbers go. TikTok numbers, following numbers tend to be heaps higher than other platforms. So, you know, those of you that have Dick Flop, as we call it, you better bloody hurry up and follow us, would you, god damn it? And then you get to see us, me being a bogan dickhead as per usual and an embarrassing mother as per usual. And Bub is in some of my vids, or our vids, the show's vids, however you want to call it. But once again, there's that consent thing that, like I was saying before. So you'll notice in the TikToks that Bub is in, I always put either, you know, blur out a face, put something over it, or she's wearing a mask. So if you'd like to see me making a right fool of myself.
It's also a pandemic. People wear masks anyway, not to hide identity.
True words, darling. True words. See, she's even got my brain too. And my sense of humour. Without the X-ratedness. So I've actually been doing a bogan kink series on TikTok, and which has flopped as far as bloody TikTok hasn't put it out to, like, you know, people to be able to see, but those who see it say they love it. So my bogan kink series is, like, it's presented as a parody to get around the TikTok-y fucking rule shit. All the information that I give in that series is, yeah, actual information. It is shit you can use. It is shit you can do. Bub is often my photographer and she gets so embarrassed. Not because of the content as such of what we're filming. She just thinks it's friggin' embarrassing that here's her mother, a grown adult, making a right fool of herself in public. So, Bub, is there anything else you'd like to tell people about our TikTok?
Go follow it now.
There is some educational shit in the earlier stuff as well. But, yeah. I'm Honey, otherwise known as Miss Honey Analverker.
And I am... Bub.
And this is...
My mother is...
A porn star. She really doesn't like the word porn star. So, that's the show. It's been a bit different than usual. I hope you still enjoyed it. Get sexually edumacated. Bye.
Adios, amigos. Goodbye, people.
You can find us on Patreon and Facebook under the pages My Mum is a Porn Star. You can find us on Twitter at Mum Porn Star, capital M, capital P, and on Insta, My Mum is a P underscore Porn Star. That's My Mum is a Porn Star with an underscore after the P. Intro music credit to Ruben Wall for Funky Porno Music, and outro music credit to Birthday Loyalty Club for Sex Pants. And if you're lucky, after the outro music, you might even find some outtakes.
Pending.
Sex pants, that's what I'm wearing. They keep staring at my sex pants.
Big international effects pants.
Sex pants, there ain't no clothing that's exposing. That's my sex pants.
Not quite what you'd expect. Sex pants.
Can't see you there, Long Island iced tea in your hand. As you stand there talking to me, start climbing your dick, waist, don't make speech. Measure badge in your face like a ravenous leech. I'm a saucy, sexy son of a mum. With my flaps fly three straight frame the cum. Then I slide across the floor on my slippery cunt like an arrow slug on a libidinous.
Two, three.
Sex pants, that's what I'm wearing. Please keep staring at my sex pants.
in the corner with my tonic and gin. See the girl, see the pants, see the hole, see the skin. Strutting her stuff, looking all obscene. Shaking that ass like a ton caffeine. So I tear a little hole in my corduroy shorts, pull one nut out and...
Hey! Who's this prick? Get out! Get out! Rude! Rude!
Sex pants, I'm feeling awful and remorseful in my sex.
Yo, yo, never forget, Mount Vesuvius, 79 AD, we love you.
G'day, and how you doing?
Don't act like you don't know me. I live in the same house as you.
Bub, would you like to talk to us about body positivity?
I'm trying to do my nails here.
Oh.
Oh, pup.